details on a sudden surge in dual citizenship applications. A lawsuit filed to stop the state from enforcing funding cuts for childcare. And a new resource is available for young people experiencing homelessness. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, December 15th. I'm Deborah Shar. As immigration arrests in Oklahoma continue to rise, more and more Mexican nationals living in the state are applying for dual citizenship for their children. We get details from State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos.
The Mexican consulate in Oklahoma City is seeing a rapid increase in dual citizenship applications, receiving up to 250 applications per day at pop-up events in Tulsa, according to the nonprofit newsroom The Tulsa Flyer. Carlos Padilla is the consul in charge of civil registry, visas and certificates, and notary services.
Y muchos lo hacen porque en estos momentos se está volviendo más importante que nunca el saberse mexicanos.
Many Mexican nationals in Oklahoma, he says, are recognizing the importance of being Mexican and what it means in terms of their identity while living abroad. This is especially true for adults, but some are securing the documents for their children as a preventative measure, a sort of peace of mind in the event they get deported. The Mexican government could help reunite them. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oklahoma's largest child care trade association is suing Oklahoma Human Services to stop it from enforcing cuts made to child care subsidies for school-age children. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has the latest.
The Licensed Child Care Association of Oklahoma filed the suit. It challenges a decision to halt subsidy applications and renewals for kids ages 6 and older, and a $5 per day add-on to providers' subsidy rate for that age group. It argues the policy should have been made through formal rulemaking. Providers learned of these changes in an October 30th letter. They say they are devastating, and many providers won't survive them. DHS argues the current situation has been compounded by the expiration of federal COVID-era funding, rising enrollment, and the government shutdown. It's seeking a $70 million appropriation to prevent future funding cliffs. But providers worry that money might come too late. They're asking to reinstate the extra $5 alongside applications and renewals for school-age children. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Construction is set to begin on a long-anticipated housing development in North Tulsa, designed to expand home ownership and honor a historic legacy. Zach Boblett reports.
Black Wall Street Square is an $8.4 million mixed-income townhome development located at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Reading Street. After years of planning and recent infrastructure work, the City Council approved the project's final plat earlier this month, clearing the way for construction. The 25-unit single-family development is being co-developed with Boomtown Development, a subsidiary of Green Country Habitat for Humanity. Tulsa World reports the project was the vision of Terry McGee, a former Tulsa assistant fire marshal who pushed for what developers call missing middle housing before his death in 2022. Each home will feature three bedrooms, multiple bathrooms, and a garage. 17 units are planned to be affordable with down payment assistance available. Construction is expected to take 1 year to complete. In Tulsa, I'm Zach Boblett.
Homeless young people in Oklahoma have a new resource to find help with everything from housing to health care. A new online handbook launched last week. Global firm Baker McKenzie Pro Bono worked with Oklahoma nonprofits, legal aid resources, and corporate partners to create the handbook. Partner Jacqueline Pampel says it took 2 years to complete.
Every single handbook is drafted on the grounds of what's available in the state. So the questions might be similar between handbooks, but the answers are going to be based on what is the state law.
She says the handbook does not offer legal advice, but does offer information about a variety of topics that impact young homeless people at the local and federal level. Officials say the handbook will be available soon in a print version for distribution. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.